Thank y'all for having me today. It's a privilege to preach here again. This is my second time preaching here, and I enjoy preaching. I don't get to do it very often, but when I get the chance, I definitely do it. Could y'all please stand as we read God's Word? And we're going to be reading from Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to start in verse 14. Says, "You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Let's pray. God, we come before you and we thank you for today. We thank you for this time that we can come to your house and worship you. God, we thank you for allowing us to have the freedom to worship you on Sundays, Wednesdays, and whenever we want to without having to be persecuted. God, I just pray that you will just speak through me today to everyone who is here and just help me to decrease so you may increase. We love you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I have a question for you. Who in here likes to wake up in the middle of the night, pitch black dark, and try to find your way to the bathroom? Not anybody, because most of the time we're going to walk into something, stub our toe. You're going to hit your knee right on the corner of that table where it's going to drop you or something. We all probably have night lights throughout our house at night or leave a light on somewhere so we can find our way to the bathroom or wherever we need to go. Even though we know the way around our own house, it's still good to have light. Who here likes to walk or drive and not be able to see where you're going? Nobody. I know everyone who's able to drive and of the age of driving. Anytime you hit the back roads and there's no street lights, first thing you do is hit those high beams. You want to see everything. You want to know what's in front of you. You want to know what's coming. You want to know if there's a deer on the side of the road that's about to come out in front of you. And so we don't really like the dark. But at the same time, we really don't like the light because the light can show you everything about your life. But we are called to be the light of the world. Jesus says that he is the light of the world in John chapter 8, verse 12. And so it's easier if we have light to do everyday tasks, to work, to play. Whatever you can imagine doing, it's easier to do with light. And that's the same way with life. Life is easier to do if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, I'm not saying life is going to be perfect, that it's going to be easy. Matter of fact, it might be harder and more challenging because the world wants us to be like them. And we're not called to be like the world, like lost people. We're called to be different. We're supposed to stand out. Going back to the scripture, Jesus says that we are the light of the world. So what does that mean? That means that if you are a Christian, that you are to be like Jesus. That when people see you, they see Jesus through you. And people should be able to tell that there is something different about you. Therefore, we should shine the light that is within us, which is Jesus Christ, and people should see something different in you, and you should not look like lost people, like the world, but should look like Jesus. Now, we say actions speak louder than words. That is true. And therefore, people will see you before you ever say a word about you, and they will judge you by what they see. And so if you're always walking around kind of moping around, kind of like Eeyore, nobody ever notices me, then people are going to have bad thoughts about you. And if you try to share the gospel with them, they're probably going to be like, I really don't know. Today I don't seem confident, and I really don't know if they believe what they're telling me. And so we need to make sure our appearance is like Jesus, and that it's not always something bad, that we don't give off a negative vibe. We need to shine like Jesus. A city on a hill, we will call this city the church. And each individual person, we will call the candle that you would put on the lampstand. So whenever the church gathers, and the church are people who are Christians, not this building. This is just a building. The church are the people. So whenever all these lights gather, we are like a city on a hill. This church should be a light to this community. People should know when they see you in this neighborhood, oh, you go to Highland Avenue Baptist Church, don't you? And you can say, yes, I do. You can invite them to church. This community needs to know that this church is here. The light should shine throughout this community and throughout the state and the United States and the world. And a thing about, and the reason why it says a city on a hill, back then most of the hills in Jerusalem and Israel were built on a hill. You could see that for miles and miles away. You can't hide it. It's difficult. Even during the daytime, it was easy to see because most of the buildings were built out of a limestone. And when the sun hit that limestone, it just reflected off. And so even during the day, you could still see the city miles away. And so that's why Jesus says we should be like a city on the hill. Back in Jesus' day, they used candles to light their houses at night. Kind of like this candle that's lit here, maybe a little bit bigger. Think of it this way. You do not go to your house and turn on a light switch and then go and screw the light bulb, do you? No. Or you don't go plug in your lamp, turn it on, and then go unplug it. When you invite people over, you don't turn off your lights. You turn them on so everyone can see. Well, when it was saying in verse 15, does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket? It's saying, let the light shine. Don't try to cover it. We all used to sing the song growing up, This Little Light of Mine. I'm not going to sing. I can't sing. So don't get scared. If I do sing, it'll be in sign language, and it won't be my voice. Feel a little bit better. But we sing, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel. No, I'm going to let it shine. Exactly. So we should not hide the light that is within us. We should not come to this church building and stay here in these walls. This church should go out in the community and shine the light of the church. We should not go to our homes and hide in our homes. We should be in our neighborhood, witnessing to our neighbors and friends, people at work. You know, we should be out. People should know that we are a Christian. They should see the light of Jesus through us. As the light of the world, we are to go out into the world and be a light. Therefore, in Matthew 9:35-38, Jesus says, then Jesus went to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he felt compassion for them, because they were weary and worn out like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is abundant, but the workers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest. Jesus is talking to the disciples here just as he is in chapter 5. And we know chapter 5 very well. It's one of the greatest sermons of all time. It's part in the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. It's sad that these verses that I just read are true, the end. The harvest is abundant, but the workers are few. That is very sad. This was something that Jesus preached over 2,000 years ago. It should be different. Yes, it's abundant, but the workers should not be few. There should be more workers than there are harvest right now. Somewhere in time, we've kind of lost this view, and we're not sending out people like we should. We're not doing our part in telling people that we know who are lost. There are preachers and pastors that share the gospel every Sunday and Wednesday, but it's not just their job. And you might say, well, Corey, there are missionaries out there that are going all over the world and sharing the gospel. And I pray for those missionaries, and I give money to Lottie Moon. Maybe that's a sign we need to give more. So that the missionaries can go tell others. And we have pastors that we pay for them to teach the church. We all need to tell others that Jesus came and died on the cross, and for my sins, for their sins, and everyone else's sins, just as much as he died on the cross for everybody. Still, there is not that many people that are sharing the good news. We should have a feeling like Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 29, he says, "But if I say I will not remember him," speaking of God, "or speak any more of his name, then in my heart it becomes like a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I am weary of holding it in, and I cannot endure it anymore." We've all heard the word of God. And if you are a Christian today, you should want to share the word of God. It should be inside you, like Jeremiah said, like a fire burning, and I cannot keep this in any longer. If I try to hold it in, it's going to burn, it's going to hurt, and it's going to come out. And that's the way it should be. We should have a burning desire to share the gospel. This is how we should act, that if we keep the good news, the gospel, that Jesus came and died on the cross for our sins inside of us, that it would be like a fire in our bones, that we would not be able to rest knowing that we have not told others about Jesus. Remember, light travels faster than sound. And so, going back to what I said previously, people will see us before we ever speak a word. Now, have you noticed that flashlights and TVs have been getting brighter? Our technology has increased. Jesus' time, they had candles. It would light up a good section of the room, and then torches, lamps, a little bit more. Flashlights that have those little bitty bulbs that, now that we have LED, you know, we think lights up like a candle, you know. And so technology has improved. We have brighter flashlights, and we want the brightest flashlight, the biggest flashlight. We want the brightest TV or iPad, whatever the new gadget is, the phone. We want everything to be brighter, brighter, brighter. And I brought a demonstration. I brought one of my flashlights I use for work. This is kind of what everything is. LED is the brightest. It's the best. Well, I have a challenge for you today. Do you want to be the brightest and the best for Jesus? Church, it is time for us to stop being a dull light bulb and start being an LED light bulb. We have to start living in a high-definition world and not old-school black and white. The brightest light ever known to man is Jesus Christ, and we need to let that light shine through us. Stop trying to hide the light behind the walls of the church building, your house, your car doors, and the excuses, "I don't know how to share my faith," or "I'm scared to tell others about Jesus, what they would think of me." It is time to remove the basket from the candle. Stand and let the light shine. Let's pray. God, I come before you right now, and I just pray that you would be with us as we have received your word, God. I pray that we will be a light unto this world. God, everybody that we know who is not saved, whether it's family members, friends, co-workers, somebody we meet at the grocery store, God, I pray that they can see your light shine through us, but that we don't just stop and just hope that they see the light, that we stop and we take time and share your word with them. God, if there's somebody here who doesn't know that your son Jesus died on the cross for their sins, I pray that they would come down to the front and that they would receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And God, for somebody who's probably been a Christian for 5 years, 20 years, 50 years, God, they want to come down and recommit their life to you. I pray that they'll come down to this altar and kneel before you and pray that you would just renew and rekindle their spirit, God, and just help them to have that passion that Jeremiah had, that fire that's in their bones. God, I'll just thank you for allowing me to come and preach your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.